We're getting closer to being a single being.
We did it!
Yeah!
Anyway, hello! Welcome to another episode of The Third Lake Show. It is season 4, episode, I think, 17. It's October 23rd, 2024. How's your week been, Shu?
Pretty good.
Four weeks.
Yeah. My grades are getting better. My tests, like, they're always passing, to be fair. But went from, like, a 74 to, like, a 78 with one of my tests. So, like, progress. And then the other one fucking got a an 89 and a half.
Hell yeah.
So, we're getting there. We're getting there. What about you?
About to say, well, school-wise, doing well. Honestly, my grades have dipped like 1%, so I'm now at like a 97. But my school is very easy, so it was just like a couple mistakes. I don't know. It's weird. I learned how to make prime rib finally.
Look at this. He's learning how to cook.
Yeah. I'm learning how to cook. I'm learning how to be somewhat of a functioning adult. But yeah, I mean, that's really it. Other than that, just kind of played Throne and Liberty for like most of my time.
Feels about right.
Yeah. I will say, I did try the, like, it's like the invite-only playtest of the Fragpunk game. It's like a deck-building FPS game. It's very much like if you mixed Yu-Gi-Oh! And Overwatch in a way. Because everyone has, like, their own special abilities, and then you can, like, pick cards at the beginning of each round that, like, change how the what happens during that round, pretty much. It's honestly a lot of fun. I don't know if you've heard of it before, but
not a single damn time.
I would look it up when you have time. It is very much like you'll look at the characters and you'll be like, that looks like Octane from from Apex Legend. This person just looks like or has similar abilities to like somebody in Siege and things like that. It's very strange. You could see a lot of the similarities, but it's honestly a lot of fun. Since I played very early, everyone sucked at it, which made me feel like I was somewhat good at it. So I don't know. Other than that, something I've brought up to you, but now I have to bring up to everybody is Poke Rogue has now taken over my life. Throwing away all of my other games. We're part of the Dunsparce gang here. Okay? You gotta get Dunsparce. You gotta just get a fucking overpowered and you just win. Until some random person shows up in your game and says, hey, I'm gonna randomize your entire team with different Pokemon. That happened about 30 minutes ago. And I'm sad. But other than that,
just a moment of silence. My God.
It's Dunsparce is gone. It was switched with some really ugly fairy type Pokemon. Other than that, you want to get some gaming news shit?
Hell yeah. I love gaming news.
Okay. Well, let's start off with today. Not the day this releases, but the day of recording. It is Fallout Day. The first one that Bethesda has ever celebrated. October 23rd. In like 2077 is when the bombs explode or what in lore. And they held like a big like little thing today. Big little, I guess. I don't know. Something to celebrate Fallout, right? And they're like showcasing a bunch of new stuff. Do you want to guess what all that new stuff was?
Fallout 3 remake.
Nope.
Well, then I don't give a fuck.
Yeah. All of it, pretty much. I think they had like a couple things here and there for like Fallout Shelter and stuff like that.
Probably Fallout 76, isn't it?
Yeah, it was all Fallout 76.
Great.
Let's see. I mean, like, to be fair, I do like some of the things they've added. Some of it just doesn't make sense, right? And I guess there wasn't a lot that really happened. I mean, obviously we know Fallout Season 2 is coming out, right?
Yep. Not fast enough, though.
Not fast enough. I'm going to die of boredom before that comes out, I guess. But as of right now, until October 29th, you could play Fallout 76 for free. Not really for free, because it's like 120 gigabytes. but some of the new content that they've decided to, you know, showcase is they're going to be adding an actual raid to the game. You know, like MMO style, like you get four people together, you have to be like organized and things like that, right? Guess the level that they recommend you to be for this end game raid.
200.
Close. They say you'll need to be 300-ish plus.
What?
Level 300 plus-ish. What level did we make it to?
Nowhere near that.
Yeah, like 60s, 70s, and we played for about 50 hours, right? So, I don't know. They also say it's going to take place in some abandoned Enclave research lab. The final boss, Spoon's going to love this, is a giant irradiated snake.
All right, I'm kind of in.
Yeah, you want to see what this thing looks like?
Yep.
I actually kind of like
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go.
Oh, my God, yes.
Yeah, yeah. I got some new ideas for the tabletop, too. they announced that. Some of the weirder things, I guess, that they announced is you can finally have a pet in the game. A cat or a dog. You can get, like, you know, little furniture things for them, like a bone pile or a scratching post. They also mentioned that later on you may be able to get pets that are not so furry. So I'm hoping for mutant pups.
I was about to say, either that or the fucking centaur things. Blah, 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 blah. Be like, oh my God!
I was thinking centaurs too, but is that kind of just like slavery?
Yeah, I mean, they're more animal than man, so.
True, they but well, kind of. How many hands do they have? They have like 8 hands.
Yeah,
right?
Like 14 tongues.
That's my favorite part.
14 asses to eat.
You know, they also re-mentioned the ghoulification you can do.
Please.
Once you hit level 50, please. You can do the ghoul quest. They added a bunch of things into it, like you're immune to radiation. You don't need to eat or drink, but you do need to take care of something new called the feral meter.
Oh, so, we hitting inhalers now? That's lore accurate now?
I don't know. People also say going feral has perks of its own. Like, you get, like, crazy great strength with, like, you know, unarmed attacks or whatever. And there's another thing in it with, like, ghoul-specific perks. You gain, like, 1 HP per second in combat. I don't know. Seems interesting, at least. Unfortunately, they all look like the Fallout 4 ghouls. I want more Fallout 3 looking ghouls. What about you?
I like Fallout 4 ghouls. 3 is great. Like, I'm not shitting on one to praise another. They're both great, but the edge for me goes to Fallout 4 ghouls. They were weird looking. Just nutsack people.
Yeah. I think I just liked how the feral ghouls and most of, like, the normal ghouls looked in, like, 3 New Vegas just because they looked so... They kind of look like dead aliens, like just fucking skin and bones, nothing else. Just want more of that. But I don't know. That was like kind of all they announced was just that stuff for 76. Also, there's like this. The game is on sale, including Fallout 4 and other Fallout games, from like now till October 29th. So, I guess if you don't own any of those, you can. Get those.
Give us the ghoul whale.
Yes. Oh, if for some reason you listen to this on day of release, October 26th, the Texas Star hockey team is hosting a Fallout night. So I don't know if that's something you want to do during it's during their game as they play against Iowa Wild. You can go meet cosplayers, take photos with Fallout Boy, not the band.
Yeah. I was like, wait a minute.
I read that out and I realized what that really sounded like. So I don't know. There's also Twitch drops, but no one's gonna watch. I don't know who's gonna be watching 76 at this time now, you know? So old. Oh, the Fallout shelter stuff that they're giving away is you get the TV characters in your shelter. Lucy Maximus and the ghoul. So.
Does the ghoul wear pants?
I don't know. I'm not putting in my birthday onto Bethesda's website, so.
No pantless ghoul, no Matthew.
Yeah, I'm guessing he is. I'll put it in really fast. But I was kind of hoping for more. I guess they don't actually show a picture. Okay, never mind. Can't tell you. I wish they announced more, but all they really said about future stuff is Fallout 5 is in the works. It'll come out sometime after The Elder Scrolls 6.
Oh, my God.
What, Elder Scrolls 6 is planned 2026 or something like that?
Jesus fucking Christ. Are they actually using a different engine now? They're using, what's the real popular one? The Unreal Engine. Are they doing that?
I don't think they are. I'm pretty sure Bethesda has, like, their own, like, specific engine that they use.
I saw a thumbnail saying that they were going to fucking...
I will... kind of hope so. That'd be cool. That means I need an entirely new PC, but I'm totally fine with that if it's on Unreal 5. It'll look beautiful. But, I don't know. I guess, how long has it been since Fallout 4?
Too damn long.
And then we got 76. It's gonna be like, let's be honest, it's probably gonna be like another decade till we get a Fallout game, right?
That's what I was feeling. Like, dude, that Elder Scroll, there's no way that's coming out. I mean, I get that's only like 2 years away, but like, there is no way in fuck that thing's coming out. The Fallout game is coming out in 2020, anything.
The earliest I could honestly see it is like 2029, yeah? And that's like, that's going to be it releasing as if it was Starfield.
I was going to say 31 tops.
Man, it's so long, but I need a new Fallout game so bad.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. One that isn't 76. Like, it was cool for a while, but like, we've tried to go back 2-3 times. I can't fucking do it. I'm sorry.
It's like, we can get through like the normal like story stuff pretty fine, but it's like once you get towards the end, there's like, what are you supposed to really do, right?
Yeah, I'll fuck with that, but I don't know, man. I don't know.
Yeah. There's another thing that I can't find because all my tabs are just breaking right now. JD, I don't know how you deal with this, but all my tabs broke. There was the plan for like people to create a giant like mod for Fallout 4 that was just Fallout 1. It's canned. It's gone.
Yeah, can't imagine why.
They say it's due to personal lifestyle changes within the team and burnout, which I can understand the burnout one, right? They also say that they were having problems with like keeping people on board the team that have very specific like niches and talents, you know?
Yeah, if only there was like this is a made up problem. I refuse to believe this. We live in the internet age. You can find fucking anybody for whatever niche you fucking got. Dog, yeah. Ball stomping videos have websites, okay? Like who? Okay.
Bookmarks? Like what?
Dude, I just post a fucking job posting. And tell them, be like, hey, this is a passion project. You don't have to fucking do it for money, like, just so you understand, but nope. Yeah, I'm sure Bethesda had nothing to do with that.
Nah, not at all. Speaking of, like, other game stuff, how's Backyard Baseball?
I fucking love it. Honestly, like, I'd play a lot more of it, but school takes up my time, and, I mean... Each game of Backyard Baseball is about an hour, so you can't. Whenever there's a break, I'm in, but until then, I can't.
Yeah, which, as we learned, my school does not like breaks.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, I'm so also sad. Waiting for the mods, but it doesn't look like there's ever going to be any. I was really hoping for a multiplayer mod so I could just beat the fuck out of Trip and his punk-ass team. But
we'll do it like GDQ style. You two just race, you know? See who can win the fastest.
That's honestly not a bad idea. Like, first one to, like, 80 runs. Like, you can do it in multiple matches or one. But you have to get 80 runs.
Oh. There you go.
I like that.
That's the play. Now all we have to do is find a schedule that fits with you and Trip at the same time.
Only play on, like, Saturdays.
Saturdays at 10 p.m.? I don't know.
Saturday Pete Wheeler ass beatings.
Alrighty. What else? What else I got? Other game stuff. Alien Isolation 2 is in the works, apparently.
Yep. Yep, I forgot about that. I am so happy. So goddamn happy.
I'm totally not scared for my life. Still need to play through the other one, I will say. Another thing that won't apparently load for some reason. I don't know why. There's an Avatar The Last Airbender game that's being in the works as well. If it's anything like the last couple of Avatar The Last Airbender games, I don't know how well it's going to be. Which, did you ever play any of those?
Nope.
Okay. I had one for the Wii. Could not understand what the hell was happening. Just, like, nothing actually made sense for, like, the controls or whatever the story was. I just remember being stuck on, like, the third level, and that's about it. But another game that's coming out from a former Bethesda dev is a game called Hawthorne. People are saying it's like a crossover of Animal Crossing and The Elder Scrolls V, where you pretty much play as, I'm just going to say, Master Splinter. Let me see if I can copy or show you this video. But I don't know. It's interesting for sure. There you go. I'm not exactly sure.
What the hell is that?
What is it?
All right.
That was pumpkins, yeah.
Okay.
It's about animals harvesting produce, setting up dinner parties, and generally chilling about in the great outdoors and fulfilling everyone's cottagecore dreams.
So, Fallout people really are predominantly furries, huh? That's what we understand?
Yeah, I mean, like they did, you know, Khajiits, Argonians. It makes sense, right?
Dog. I'm convinced.
It makes sense. I guess part of the fan base is like that too after that Fallout Frontiers mod came out. I'll always have nightmares about that. Another thing, I just thought this was funny, but someone made a mod for Black Myth Wukong. It's a first-person shooter. They just changed it so you now just have an AK and you just shoot the boss. I don't know. I just thought it was funny.
I mean, I still got to play the actual one. I don't know. We'll see. I keep getting sucked up in, like, weird games, like Backyard Baseball. I'm back on Elden Ring. Like, I don't know.
Which you finally beat.
Yeah, I did finally beat that. Well, for, like, the fifth time. You know, all off stream. Yeah, I don't know, man. I'm an old man now. Like, I have other stuff to do, like, for reals. So it's just...
No, I understand that. It's just life is getting in the way of all the games we want to play.
Yeah, but it's okay.
But kind of in the good way, you know?
In like 4 years, I'll, you know, work 12-hour days and then be off for 4 hours. Or four hours, yeah. I'll work 3 days and be off for 4 days. So I'll have a lot of time.
That sounds like a good deal. Another game, this is one I kind of forgot about, is it's a game just called Keep Driving. I don't know if you saw this before. It's a road trip RPG game, pretty much. Let me see if I can find exactly what they say. Keep Driving will feature a procedurally generated world to explore, a focus on analog devices, turn-based combat to solve road-based situations, and multiple endings that can be reached after driving around for 1 to 4 hours. I don't know. Just seems interesting. I'm kind of hoping that someone takes this, adds a mod, and then boom, Oregon Trail all over again. Modern day Oregon Trail.
Very easy. Very easy to get there. I'm in.
Yeah, that's the main reason why to bring this up is just like I want a mod for this already for just Oregon Trail. Imagine that 2000s edition Oregon Trail. What are the problems that you would face in the 2000s? Early 2000s.
Homeless people, drug users, people crying about Kurt Cobain, an overrated donut place called Voodoo. I mean, I don't know.
Hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know what like ailments you would find in the early 2000s.
Your phone's not good enough to look at online porn.
You have to stop to actually pull up a map.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't, there's no such thing as GPS, or it's not as widespread, so you have to print off your directions.
Got to make sure you ration your gas correctly to make it from one gas station to the other.
Oh no, gas was cheaper, bud.
I know.
Gas was like $1.20. You don't have to ration shit.
But
fair. Like, fucking burn it all. This year, this is the age of the Hummer, son. Like the H2 was new. That thing got like 4 miles to the gallon, and it killed baby seals as it drove.
Yeah, fair. All right. Yeah, that's not one of the big issues, I guess. Yeah, I don't know. There's a lot of weird games coming out and a lot of weird things people are making from games, such as people who made smart glasses that work like watchdogs so you can just, you know, dox people on the street.
That's fucking, I've seen this. That's weird.
Yeah.
That's
created by 2 Harvard students. apparently it was created to show how dangerous this kind of technology can be.
It's weird, bro. Like, purposely going out for... I don't know, man. I don't know. Different.
It uses facial recognition technology to automatically identify someone via their face.
It's almost like a nation was backing this with billions of dollars.
Doesn't South Korea have something like this? And Japan and... Most of the
I was about to say everybody has this now, buddy, but there was one really hammering it. Damn you, Guatemala! Damn you to hell! speaking of games, we got to get to some brighter stuff. That's weird. Do you know there's a new Mario Party game out?
Isn't it like... I think I saw something about this. It's just like Mario Party, but just some mini games.
I don't know dick fart about anything, so that's why I was asking.
I saw something about this. I can.
No,
try
you're good. I can watch a video after this, but like I'm a Mario Party sucker. Like I took a hiatus apparently at the right time, but no, I'll buy anything Mario Party. But we'll see.
Yeah, I definitely saw something just because I saw that freaking like. Centipede looking thing from Mario. I don't know what they're called. That was like doing some kind of like Mario Party mini game thing. I don't know. It was weird. I'm very bad at Mario Party. I think that's why I never got into it.
Oh,
great at Monopoly though.
If you're a petty fuck, you're gonna be great at Mario Party. Spoiler alert. You know, like 24 years later. But no.
It's time to go to Mario Part. No.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm interested in it, but like part of it is like I remember hearing a long time ago there's a new Mario Party coming out and haven't heard dick until now. So I don't know.
I'll have to look more into it, but I definitely saw something about a new Mario game and that's all I remember. Moving on to some things that we can just, you know, laugh about the price and stuff like that. It's the season for Halloween, right? Do you like Halloween?
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember. Okay.
Yeah.
It's just me.
No, I love Halloween.
Just me who doesn't like it.
I love it. It's a shame that Christmas is now overrunning Halloween, but...
Yeah, I've seen a lot of Christmas stuff put up in stores already, which is sad. But, Pokemon Center just released a ton of new things, even though it's Halloween. It's for Christmas, of course. They're ornaments. Of a bunch of just, like, different Pokemon. And a Christmas mat thing? I don't know. There's a bunch of new Christmas, Pokemon-themed Christmas items out. So one of them is this Pikachu plushie with a festive ribbon.
$200.
Close, $120.
That's disgusting. This is a plushie? Yeah.
It's a Pikachu plushie with a festive ribbon for $120.
Oh my god.
It's already sold out.
Yep. See, this is why they can do this, because weird fucks. Oh my god. What's the percentage of owners that are going to fuck that thing? Greater or less than 10%?
Percent?
Yeah.
I was going to go with 45%.
Yeah, so that's over. The memes of Nintendo prices. Look at this. This is ridiculous. Y'all motherfuckers lying, because you guys are actually fucking buying this.
Mm-hmm. There's another one, a plush boutique. Bouquet? That's the word. I'm just stupid.
I was about to ask, what the fuck is that?
I don't know. Plush bouquet filled with little Pokemon. Guess the price.
How many are in there?
Let me see if it shows a picture. Quite a few. It has all of the different starters from the different generations. Except for Gen 9? I don't see Fuecoco. Alright, instantly not buying this. Including Mew. And like a very, very tiny Charizard.
So how many in total?
4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8, 24, 27, 28.
Jesus Christ.
28 plus like 3 that are practically just heads.
Yeah. And... smaller than a golf ball or bigger than a golf ball? Oh my god. This is a wreath. This is not a bouquet.
That's what I said.
Fuck, this has got to be 300.
I'm double checking to see if they actually, because that's the one that they mentioned. I'm trying to see if they have another one that's actually a bouquet now. But if that's the one they're talking about, it's $72.
What?
Yeah. Well, if Pikachu. That's the one they're talking about.
A lone fucking Pikachu. People are fucking that plushie. I refuse. This is reasonably priced. That Pikachu, that's a sex toy. That's, oh my god.
I don't see any bouquet here, so I think that's what they're talking about.
Dog, they're gonna fuck that plushie.
Yeah. Yeah. And then they have a bunch of other items that are apparently only $3. Only, I say, but it's Pokemon, so they're probably like less than an inch tall.
All right.
I will say, I actually do kind of like this wreath, but I don't think I'd ever actually get it. Because I feel like the second you put this up anywhere, whether it's like on the outside of your door or inside your house, no one wants to talk to you.
I was about to say, this is people repellent. This, this is... Yeah. Okay. I mean, it's great. I'm not a fan of, like, Christmas wreaths or anything.
I've never been super into holiday time just because it's always just... Not like being mean to family. It's just family time, and sometimes, you know, I don't want to deal with that shit. So, I don't know. It's eh. I don't feel like Pokemon and Christmas go well to each other sometimes either.
No, Japan doesn't even celebrate. Wait, let me look. Japan does celebrate weird holidays.
Yeah, don't they on Christmas just get KFC? I thought that's what it was.
You know what? You're right. You're right. That is 100%.
They kind of celebrate it by getting buckets of fried chicken.
They celebrate it better than we do, so what the fuck do I know?
Honestly, yeah, they do. Speaking of Pokemon stuff, this is a more recent thing, but also kind of from past that things we've talked about. More Pokemon skateboards. These ones are the pseudo-legendary skateboards. It comes with Garchomp, Dragonite, Tyranitar, and Dragapult. Here's what they look like.
The Tyranitar. Yep, I was about to say, that one's going to go easy mode. I didn't know Dragonite was Tyranitar. A pseudo... Okay.
Dragonite's the Gen 1 pseudo-legendary. So it's not a legendary Pokemon, right? But it's like the...
Yeah, I understand.
Dragon.
Like, I understand the classification. I am today years old when I found that out. I just thought he was a dirt Pokemon that people loved because at the time he had the dumbest fucking bit like face ever.
That and he's super OP. I do love Dragonite, but Tyranitar just takes it. Out of all of these four, Tyranitar is by far my favorite. Garchomp is cool and all, but fuck Cynthia. Guess the price.
Individual or together?
Individual.
Oh, these were ridiculous. Like even for Pokemon standards.
That we did talk about the original price and also the scalper price, which was like
10 times. Yeah.
Yeah. So, triple digits.
For a skateboard deck, I'm gonna go 175.
Close ish.
I'm not.
$300.
Yep. Okay. Yeah. I thought 175 was insane. Turns out there's a bigger ceiling.
Yeah, it gets up there. And it doesn't say it in here, but I'm guessing that these also have like the gold variant you might be able to get from it, right? You remember that with like the people were trying to sell the like Charizard one that had like the gold color instead?
I do.
The scalpers that are like 25K or something like that.
Yeah, I remember now.
Yeah, it's something. Going off of more price stuff, I love this. Is like Price is Right, but dumbass edition, I guess. I don't know. Another one that we could talk about. This is Cyberpunk, so you got to think about that fan base. Yes, I'm part of it. It's a statue from their anime of one of people's favorite characters dying. Guess the price. Triple digits.
Can I see a picture of it first?
Oh, yeah. Can you guess what's about to happen?
Ooh.
I guess if I post this picture, spoilers for the show.
I'm not going to remember. 350. Yeah.
You're actually really close. 400. Which honestly, like, I can understand the price for this one.
What? Come on.
Yeah. Don't get me wrong. It's still a lot, but I can understand why people would pay this much for it. Because the person on top is, like, people love that character from the tabletop Cyberpunk, right? It's, like, the big bad and everything like that for a lot of people. And, like, one of the most badass characters, yada, yada, yada. And that bottom one everyone just think is hot, which I think is weird because they look like a child. People are going to buy it, right?
Yep. That's the only reason they make this shit.
Yep, people are going to buy it. Another thing is there's a new analog 3D N64 something. I think it's a console. Analog 3D is a retro console makers. It's a take on the N64. It's going to be able to play games in 4K.
Oh, fuck.
Triple digits.
This has got to be, what, new console price? So, like, maybe not new console price. 250.
Right on the dot. Yeah. 250.
Yep.
Which, would you get this? Here you go.
Yeah, in a second, buddy. In a fucking second. Yep. Dude, the N64 was... You don't forget your first anything, and that was my first console. And I look forward to buying this from some guy who outbought me because they used bots.
Yep. And cryptocurrency.
Uh-huh.
I do wish that the controller had the freaking...
the penis?
I do wish that was there, but I understand why they got rid of it for this.
You got a link for that?
I don't think it's out yet. I think they just teased it, I guess.
Oh, so this is a Christmas thing. Yeah, this thing's for sure sold out instantaneously.
It's a shame it won't make it out in time for the holidays, but the company says orders will start shipping out in the first quarter of 2025. So I guess they already have. There's no link to their website, so.
Bro. I get to go odd job on my family. I'm telling those fuckers to pick Jaws, the gigantic fuck, and I'm going to be odd. Oh, my God. They're going to hate me. Or Valentine. He can't run. He walks.
Apparently, it's not the same people, but they also, like, mentioned, like, the analog boy that they made or something like that. Someone else made it. It's, like, that Game Boy color-looking thing.
Bro.
I don't know.
Bro. Yep, I'll be watching.
I really do want a bunch of these, like, remade retro consoles, as they put it.
Yep.
I do miss having just a little pocket boy, you know?
Yep.
That sounds so weird saying it, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, you gotta be careful saying that now. No Diddy.
Yeah, no Diddy. Mm-mm. Nice try, Diddy. Which, I've been seeing that a lot. What is that from? Do you know?
What, the video of Diddy, like, creeping up behind you?
I just get, like, when I'm scrolling through, like, either Instagram or YouTube and just see, like, you know, someone puts like, a post there or something like that, or an ad even, I'll check the comments, and every single one of them is just, nice try, Diddy.
I mean, I don't know about that one, but I would assume it's just because, like, he's involved in a lot of shit with a lot of weirdos, yeah. So, like, yeah. Everyone's got to be careful. Watch your shit. Think you go to Subway getting a cold cut sandwich, out walks Diddy with four hard motherfuckers, and I ain't talking about tough looking. Yeah. Oh, okay, speaking of this, I was talking to JD about this, and I was fresh from the gym, so we're going to have to make this, like, not sexist. The average...
We're 38 minutes in, it's fine.
Yeah. No, I'm just kidding. All right, fuck it, yeah. All right, so I'm just going to give you the sexist version, apparently. So we talked about, like, what, what animal, like, how far up the food chain could you get?
Like, beat up, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. How many women could you fight? Like, a single file line fashion before you would lose. How many women?
One-on-one, right?
Yeah, one-on-one. So, like, a long hallway with a room where you do the fighting. And, like, a light clicks on when the next person can come in. How many women could you knock out before you lost? The average U.S. woman, the average 20-year-old woman in America is 5'4". And weighs 170 pounds. I said six. Like, six is where I lose. Like, I could beat the shit out of the first four, and then the fifth one I'm starting to get tired, and then the sixth one would beat me up.
See, I was gonna say, like, 10, but you bring up a good point of getting tired. I'd also say, like, 5 or 6. I still would say 10 if instead of fights I just had to say mean things, because I got a lot of those going.
Yeah. That's fair. I don't know.
I don't even have to fight. I'll just say a bunch of shit that'll make you cry and want to leave.
What sparred this is in my anatomy class, we were talking about like heart disease. Mm. And so if I ask you, what are the symptoms of a heart attack? You could probably say chest pain, a shooting pain in your left arm, and shortness of breath. Now, the average heart attack experience for a woman is heartburn and indigestion feelings. And my professor was like, oh, yeah, that's like we got off kind of easy. And I'm like, I think it's actually quite the opposite. Like, you fuckers don't know if you're about to die. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Y'all are stupid.
We have an alarm going off that tells us, hey,
yo,
your time's up.
Shit's going down. I ate too many peppers.
And yours is, I'll just go sleep this off and never wake up.
Where's those fucking Tums at? Like, I just, bro, oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah,
but yeah,
I'm gonna stick to five for that one.
I think six, and like JD's like, well, what if they kick you in the balls? And I'm like, here's the thing, right? Women have one weak spot on a man, right? And it's just balls. However, a woman has three: each titty and that pussy. Like, I could just kick you as hard as I can in that pussy, and you will drop. And if I can't kick you in the pussy, I'm just going to punch you in one of your titties. Like, one of the two is going to happen. One of the three, technically.
Yeah.
But,
We have one weak spot, and if you're not able to protect that correctly, that's on you. That's completely on you. I know I fucked up when I crushed mine at work, okay? Don't get me wrong, but...
I'm excited. This question's just funny. Like, my brain works in dumb fucking ways. But
as all our brains,
yeah,
do.
Yeah. Like, my brain will get fixated on dumb shit. Like, the other day, literally like 3 days ago, I was driving to school, and actually this was yesterday. I was driving to school, and I had to go across this park where homeless people congregate, and as I'm driving up, this is like 7:30 in the morning. There's a stoplight, and I hit it, of course, because fuck you. And this guy, there's a dude facing a big cottonwood tree, and he's got his legs out further than his body is, so like a wide, super wide stance. And I see him from behind, and I keep seeing movements, and I'm like, there's two homeless people fucking right in the middle of the park, 8:30 a.m., bro. Like, what the fuck? Like, I don't want to see this, but at the same time, like, I have to. Like, this is going to make a great story. So I keep looking. Light turns green. I start driving. And it gets pretty damning the closer I get. As I pull up beside where this event is going on, I realize he just has a plastic container that he's balancing on his stomach, and he's like struggling to keep it up. So that's why I'm seeing the movement, and his legs are so wet. I thought homeless people were fucking broad daylight in the middle of a park, bro. Oh my God. I was fucked up for like a good 90 seconds. Like, no fucking way am I about to see this.
Oh, that close. Honestly, very close. But I don't know. Are they still able to fuck after all those drugs they've been on?
Oh yeah, yeah. Okay. Consensual and non-consensual sex in the homeless community is very wild.
That is fair. Yeah. Oh man. Turns out there was another person, but he mistaken it for a bottle on his chest.
Did he? It really looked like he was fucking the shit out of someone. Yo, wait a minute.
So, wait, why was he just trying to balance it?
I don't know.
Just for fun?
He was trying to get something out of it while, like, holding it. It was just a weird thing. Like, he had it pressed up again. Like, if you just stood up and tried to, like, balance a laundry basket on your chest against a wall, but it was, long and not evenly distributed weight-wise.
Gotcha. Well, if you see him again, ask him what. No, I'm just kidding. Don't do it.
Yeah, I ain't fucking. Good luck, buddy.
I got one last thing, and then we can move on to Good Eggs or you know, whatever, Earth Ambassadors. New popcorn bucket for Gladiator 2. Have you seen this?
Why are we doing this? This is just memes at this point, right? Or is this for real?
Yeah.
Okay.
I actually think this one looks pretty cool. I just hope that it actually fits on your head.
Yeah, that'd be fucking sweet.
Yeah. If it doesn't fit on your head, I don't see a use for it, though, right?
What?
Fit the top on your head.
That ain't fit. I thought you said something else. That's why I was like really thrown off. Yeah, my head is too fat for that, so that's a no.
Yeah. I don't know. I just thought this one was cool compared to all the other ones that we've seen. So
shout out Dune 2. All right.
Started this whole mess.
Yeah.
Do you have any good eggs, Earth Ambassadors?
I do have a good egg. Actually, it's a group of people. Gun-wielding suspect gets beaten up by employees at pizzeria he tried to rob. Now, I know what you're asking. What the fuck happened? How did you lose this fight? You have a gun. Well,
I'm ready.
Well, first off, this is in Austin, Texas, so... good
so
luck.
Instantly, they're not afraid.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, keep in mind, he's trying to rob a place, to which he approached the person and said, "Don't say shit, empty the drawer." He then brandished, like, didn't even pull it out. He lifted his shirt and showed a gun in his waistband. The motherfucker jumped the counter and put him in a chokehold while the other employees beat his ass. Like, I got a picture for you. This is the suspect. This is the suspect. After they caught him. Yeah. Oh, my God. At one point, this is in the article. At one point, the manager grabbed a knife from the kitchen and asked the assailant if he preferred prison or death. The assailant stopped fighting and waited for law enforcement to arrest him.
Smart. Smart, honestly. Not so smart for doing this in the first place, but I guess some sense was knocked into you.
Fucking idiot. Yeah. Fucking idiot. This is a 19-year-old human, and he decided to rob a pizza place.
Does he have a piercing in between his eyes?
Yeah. His nose is so fucking broke. It's almost so swollen that a horizontal bar on the top part of his nose between your eyes is so swollen it almost is like about to be swallowed up. Like, I would imagine the next day they had to take that out.
Yeah.
I mean, they did because he was in jail. But, like, if not, he would have had to have done that. Also, shout out Marco's Pizza. I worked there as a delivery driver. Best fucking pizza, and it is not close.
Is that where this happened?
Yeah, this happened at a Marco's Pizza in Austin, Texas.
They have some really good pizza. We got some out here.
Beat that ass. Looked like they stomped the fuck out of him, too.
Yeah, I can't tell if that's, like, just a cut on his forehead or if that's just, like, a chunk of his skin missing.
I'm going to guess someone booted him right in the fucking face, and that's a terrible burn from rubber.
Ugh, yeah. Or that's where they use the knife.
Oh, the manager also tried shooting him with his own gun, with the robber's gun.
Try and fail.
It doesn't say. It just while the employee and Curtis were fighting, the manager of Marco's Pizza lifted Curtis's gun from his waistband. The manager allegedly tried shooting Curtis, but didn't fire.
Safety was on.
Fucking A, man. Seeing that the gun wasn't working, the manager then pummeled Chris with a handle. Oh, they pistol whipped. This
that
article.
Might be what that is.
Dog, my God. I hope it wasn't. I hope it was a kick to the fucking face. Oh, my God. Man. You get beat with your own gun?
You get, like, one sentence in and instantly just get your ass kicked.
Fucking A, bro. You deserved every bit of this.
Oh, man.
If this is true, you deserved every bit of this.
Mm-hmm. This is funny. I like this.
Hell, yeah. So, yeah, good eggs. Manager and the guy who worked there.
Yeah. I can't stop looking at this guy's face.
Dude, he got
this...
fucked up. Fucked
to be fair,
up.
He has a very punchable face.
Right? Yeah, apparently a good one to get pistol whipped with, too.
Yeah.
All right. To be fair, I don't have a lot of stories, but... And I only got a single rush or not rush. Okay.
I'm going to put in my guess now since it's 50-50. It's him. That's all I'm going to say. All
right. We'll get back. You're familiar with Olivia Rodrigo, right? The music person?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's your, like, gym buddy, right?
Yeah. Great music.
Honestly, yeah. For like, at work, works out.
Yep. She's on tour in Australia, and a bunch of passengers were delayed because there was an issue at a train station. Oh, I'm supposed to read this as a question. Yeah, well, here we are. Sorry, pre-workout, Matthew.
All good. We roll with the punches.
Yeah. The reason for the delay is because a couple was having a quickie in the bathroom of the train station, and they somehow broke the fire sprinkler. And it just, it basically flooded. Like, when those things go off, it's obviously designed to put out a fire. So, yeah. Here's the best part. They have them on CCTV going to where the sprinkler was and then them running away minutes later. So, you're going to get a few tickets knowing Australia. Probably go to jail.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a water pipe and a sprinkler. Good Lord, what the hell were you doing?
How do you break the water pipe?
Bro, people die by getting hit with a pipe. What the fuck?
Yeah. What the fuck? How rough do you think they have to be going?
I don't know, man. Jesus Christ.
Like homeless levels balancing a water bottle on chest? Or
Yeah, about that. Yeah, that seems about right. That guy looks like he could break a water pipe. All right. Yeah, I don't know. Don't fucking train stations, I guess? It's like, why would you do that? That's disgusting.
I have a simple rule. Just don't fuck in public, yeah?
I got a daughter from it.
Fair, but...
Okay. State speculate, Florida or not, parents, quote-unquote, shocked by body bags in Halloween display at Kids Play Center.
I feel like this is normal.
Oh, stop. Not America. Wow, you sons of bitches. This is Europe. Damn, almost like... Spoiler alert, all of mine... Yeah, all but one are Europe. I'll do the American one soon. I'll do it after this. But yeah, this is Europe.
Britain, England, United Kingdom, whatever they're called now.
Yeah, this is it. I know what you're thinking. Like, oh, it's fucking Halloween decorations. How confusing can it be in a play center? And there you go. It is like legit body shaped. Bags upside down meat hook style, just chilling.
I honestly kind of love this.
I do too. This is why I love Halloween. The people who go out of fucking world for this, it's funny as fuck.
Also, from all of these, I'm just learning that Britain, United Kingdom, or whatever they're called, it's just a land of Karens.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Bunch of angry ass whites on an island.
Yeah.
In 2021, a UK woman was mortified after an errantly placed corpse prop prompted a squad of 10 police officers to surround her home on the suspicion that she committed murder. And, here's this. This is apparently 3 years old. That's. All right. All right. This is just fucking awesome, bro.
I kind of want to make one of these for Halloween. I live right next to the sheriff's station, so I will be going there telling them, hey, I'm doing this.
I can show this. I can, before I wrap it up, this is what's inside.
Yeah.
This is what you did. There was another one like a while ago. Like someone rigged up a PVC skeleton and made it look like a guy was dangling off the gutters for like, that's another one. Dude, it's so good. This is...
Knowing Utah, though, I probably can't do this because they already got rid of the skeletons doing, on a stripper pole in Utah, so... You remember that? I think it was last year, right?
Yeah.
We're still shipping those, by the way. they're still going through UPS. Would you make one of these?
Yep.
The body bag?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Me and Presley have already agreed when we own a house, it's full blown on Halloween. We don't really care about Christmas, but full blown on Halloween, and the whole goal is to get the cops called on us.
You gotta make one of those and just place, you know, pour fake blood all around it, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll fuck with that.
I'm excited for that.
Yeah. All right. Once again, Europe. So, country speculate. UK or not UK. funeral home apologizes after a corpse falls out of a hearse in traffic.
Ooh. You say this was in Europe, right?
This is Europe.
I'm going to go with Denmark.
This is Poland.
Damn.
It's almost like there's a stereotype for Polish people. Yeah, it fell out of a hearse and it stopped on like a crosswalk. bonus point, the name of the people who are moving the body, Hades Funeral Service.
That's pretty cool.
Oh my God.
I'm going to use that.
How the fuck does this happen?
Someone did not secure it very well, I'm guessing.
It is with deep regret that we inform you that as a result of an unexpected technical failure of the electric tailgate lock in the hearse during the transport of the body of the deceased. Okay, so they didn't shut the door all the way.
Yep.
That's what that was. Like, if you know anything about car doors, it's it's not electric. It's a literal latch that goes over a bar. You know, so when you get into an accident, your door doesn't go flying off. So, you know, there's so much electricity in that. shout out, Poland.
But if they're trying to say this is an electrical thing, right? Don't most cars, including these, have like that little dash cam thing that says, hey, like your trunk's open?
Yeah, there's a bunch of things. That constant dinging, the lights in the hearse always being on. Yeah. I don't know where all these stereotypes keep coming from. All right.
Who knows?
I said I was going to do the American one. State speculate, Florida or not, orca splashes poop into audience at SeaWorld.
California.
This is Texas.
They have a SeaWorld?
Which I found incredible. Also still doing orca shows.
Yeah, that too.
So, you know, hard to not... Okay, you fucking cocksuckers.
I know you said hard to not, but through Discord it sounded like you said hard to nut.
It is hard to nut. Not for that homeless guy. There's a video for it. There's a video. This orca comes up, does like a little tail flap out of the water. People go ape shit. Then it takes a fat dump. To which,
I see the dump.
Yep. The kids turn around. They're like, oh, it's poop. Then like a little more time goes by. Orca comes back, propels itself out of the water, lands straight on the shit water, sends it right on the camera person. It couldn't be any better.
That's great.
It is fucking excellent.
That's the orca just saying, fuck you. Take me back home. God damn.
Feels good. Feels real good.
It does.
You want to know what else feels good? Europe. What country? Man convicted of causing disturbance by entering neighbors' properties to smell their shoes.
England, UK, Britain, whatever.
No, this is Greece.
Oh, God.
This is a 28-year-old man. He told the Thessaloniki court that he was unable to explain his behavior, which he said has caused him great embarrassment. He stressed that he had no intention of breaking the law or harming anybody, and neighbors testified that he never displayed any sign of aggression during his nocturnal visits. The man was arrested before dawn on October 8th in the small town of Sindos. Whatever. Police have been called after a neighbor found the defendant in his front yard sniffing his family's shoes, which had been left outside to air out.
Oh.
The court heard that there had been at least three similar incidents in the past 6 months. The people tried telling his parents to get him to stop. Obviously, it didn't work. The court ordered him to attend therapy sessions.
That's nice.
Oh, just going around sniffing shoes, bro.
I don't even like the smell of my own shoes, right? Or even like the socks after work, right? I don't want to smell any of that shit. This person's going out of their way to do that.
Yeah. Fucking trespassing. I was about to say, he's lucky he didn't get shot, and I remembered it's Greece, so, like, lucky they didn't throw, like, a Spartan spear at him. I don't know what the fuck they got over there. They're all broke.
Stoned, I don't know.
Yeah, they don't have money. That country's always getting bailed out. thank you, Germany, and Italy, and someone else.
They don't have money.
Yeah, they don't got shit. We can talk all the shit they want, because they don't have internet. just kidding. Maybe. Europe, which country?
Fuck them.
Police say a pizza order number 40 came with a side of cocaine.
Ooh. Spain. I don't know.
This is Germany. This was in the... this is in a place called Dusseldorf. You would call the pizza...
I know Dusseldorf.
Yeah, my grandpa. You would call this pizza place and say you want whatever pizza and you want a number 40, to which they would show up and give you a bag of cocaine. The criminal director, Michael Graf von Moltke, told reporters that was one of the best-selling pizzas. He said police were first tipped off by suspicious food inspectors in March. When a drug squad officers began observing the restaurant, they soon discovered why pizza number 40 was so popular. When the police buzzed the apartment of the pizzeria manager, the 36-year-old allegedly threw a bag of drugs out the window, which fell right into the arms of police officers. The bounty included 1.6 kilograms, 3.5 pounds, of cocaine, 400 grams of cannabis, and 268,000 euros in cash.
So like $12?
Yeah, no, euros are better than us. So that's $290,000 in cash. Police said the restaurant manager, who was released from detention after a few days, soon reopened his business and started selling pizza number 40 with the cocaine side order again. That gave investigators an opportunity to look into the supply chain, and after several weeks, some 150 officers busted an entire drug ring in Western Germany. Arrested three suspects, including a 22-year-old head of the drug operation, and raided homes and businesses of another 12 suspects.
I know it's not the moral of the story, but I actually really want pizza now.
Yeah, I'm kind of feeling that too. The pizzeria manager was arrested when he tried to flee abroad and remains in custody. None of the suspects' names were released in line with German privacy rules. Boo. Police did not say how much the pizzeria charged for their special order.
I don't know.
That's wild as fuck, man. I thought that was a joke. All right. Speaking of stuff I thought was a joke, we're staying in Europe. Flush candy wrappers block sewer. Officials stress the three P's. Now, for part one, you'll guess which country, and then you'll try to guess what peas they want you to flush. Okay.
France.
They don't use toilet. They were pissing and shitting in a river.
Fair. Ireland.
Okay.
UK. I don't know. And the three peas.
Yep.
Is it, like, you know, I know it's three P's, but piss, poop, and then is it, like, I don't remember what they call the other one, but it's just toilet paper with a weird name, right?
Yeah, they just call it paper, apparently. They just want you flushing piss, poo, and paper. And you were right. You said UK, so there you go. All
right.
Yeah, apparently they're also flushing candy wrappers. That was the main reason for the blockage in the sewer. Now, I know what you're wondering. What does that look like? There you go.
Okay.
And finally, man blows playing card 33 feet in a single breath. And correct, it is David Rush.
Yeah.
Feast was on a fucking run today. My God.
Had a little problems with Greece and Germany, but I don't pay attention to the G's, you know. Or Europe in general.
Yeah, fuck you.
Oh, man.
Fuck you, Europe.
Yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong. I do want to visit you sometime, just not the UK.
Yeah, that doesn't really feel like Europe, does it? Like, it very much feels like the Australia of Europe, like just kind of off on its own.
Yeah.
I mean, also, fuck, that's what they did anyways. Map. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. I'm looking at the world map stuff right there. I always thought Switzerland was an island.
No, just nope. Just a lot of coast.
Yeah. Strange.
Yeah. Oh, they also have women having poop fights, poop and piss fights at train stations. Don't forget. That's all I got.
That's another place I don't want to go to. Yeah. Well, you got anything to plug before we end it?
Yeah. Younger generation, brush your fucking teeth and shower and wear fucking deodorant. Started a new class, and there is the stinkiest human I have ever come across. And I would like to remind you, I have worked at a prison where, so that people weren't sexually attractive to other inmates, they would shit their pants on purpose for days. That smell was bad. However, there is a cocksucker in my fucking class who's, it's an auditory, I figured out who it was today. It's an auditorium style classroom. He sits two rows behind me. There is a fucking buffer of rows. So like roughly like 5 feet from his fucking gross ass yuck mouth to my fucking nostrils. And it makes me gag, bro. His breath is so fucking nasty. It travels 5 fucking feet. And oh my God, brush your fucking teeth, wash your ass.
I second this.
You've made it to college. How have you not figured this out? If you can't brush your teeth, there's no way in fuck you are doing anything else hygienic. That's the easiest one.
Yeah. Please do this. My classes may all be online, but I could just tell from looking at you guys, I can smell you. So
I know exactly what you smell like.
Yeah. The only thing that I got to plug is there's a 4070 Ti Super that went on that recently came out. That's for the Stalker 2 game. Looks pretty cool. Comes with the game. Too bad it's $850. I'm still very tempted to get it. I'm not going to lie. I don't know where I'm going to find $850, but I'm going to find it. And also, there's a Rugrats movie coming out. I don't know.
Oh.
People are saying it. Kind of scary, so I don't know. Other than that, you guys have a good week, night, day, whatever, and we'll, yeah, I don't know. Bye.
Bye.